Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Sadi Dalid, Masechet Shabbos, the 156th daf in Shas. We pick up 8 lines from the bottom, the Mishnah, that's continuing the halachos of Hotza'ah. Says the Mishnah, Hamoitzi Ochlim Pachos Mikashir, if somebody takes out Ochel that's less than a shir, Bikli, in a utensil, Potter, the halacha is that one is Potter. We've already learned in the past the halachos of a shir. However, the chiddush over here is the following. The chiddush is that even though there's also a utensil that is carrying the object, nevertheless, since the object is less than a shir, the kli is not choshev. Potter afala kli. Shakli tfela, because the kli is considered tafel to it. Es hachai bimita. If someone took out a live person in a bed, Potter afal mita. Again, the chiddush being that he's potter on the mita as well. Shamita tfeilah, because the bed is considered tafel to the person. Es hameis bimita, but if he takes out a dead person, chayiv. Now, of course, in our Mishnah, we are introducing the idea of chay noiseis atzmai, that a live person carries himself, and therefore one would not be chayiv on the chay, he'd be only chayiv on a mace. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is, if the chay is on the mita, he's also not going to be chayiv on that. So, meis b'mita, he's chayiv. V'chein kezayis min ha-meis, the person takes out a kezayis of a dead body, u'kezayis min ha-nevela, u'ka'adosha min ha-sheretz, that's the shear of tumah, the size of a lentil of a sheretz, chayiv, in all those cases, chayiv, Rabbi Shimon Peter, and Rabbi Shimon says that it is potter. Rabbi Shimon is introducing us to the major rule of malacha she'netzricha legufa. Here, Rashi, this may be one of the two most important Rashis in all of Maseches Shabbos. Rashi in Dibra Amasra, Reb Shimon Potter, tells us the rule of Malacha She'eino Tzricha Legufa, which is a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether one is chayiv. Zok Deheligi Rashi, Rabbi Shimon Potter, Afil Meishon, Dav Malacha She'eino Tzricha Legufa, V'kol Malacha She'eino Tzricha, Elo L'salko Me'alov. What is a Malacha She'eino Tzricha Legufa? If you're removing it, and you don't want something positive, but you're removing something negative. Have a malacha shein tzricha legufa. That qualifies as a malacha shein tzricha legufa. Deberitzainai loy baloy. Because he didn't want the mace there. V'loay yitzarechlan. He didn't need it. He just wants to get rid of it. How would we say it in good English? We would say that he is removing an impediment, a negative, and not creating a positive. So if he's being motzi the mace, it's not that he wants to create something positive. He's removing something negative. Hilkach lav melechas machshevitz hi the Rabbi Shimon. So our Mishnah introduces us to the machloikis between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama. We're going to see that is Rabbi Yehuda, whether melechas shein tzricha legufa is chayiv or potter. So in this case, he's got where the halacha is, according to Rabbi Shimon, he's potter if it's a mace, even though mace doesn't have the concept of chai noiseis atzmai, nevertheless, that's potter. Our Gemara begins 3 lines from the bottom. Tan Rabban, hamoitzi oichlin kashir. If somebody takes out food in its appropriate shear, the size of a grogris, we've learned in the past, im bikli, chayiv ala oichlin upotter ala kli. Even if he's taking out a utensil, he's only going to be chayiv vis-a-vis the ochel, and not vis-a-vis the kli. V'im hoya kli, tzarech loy, chayiv af al hakli. However, if he needs the utensil somewhere else, the halacha is that he's going to be chayiv also on the kli. Shma mino, what do we see from here, analyzes the Gemara. Oichel shnei zei secholov, chelev, behilim echad, if a person eats 2 pieces of a fat, 2 different size of zesim of a fat in one thought, chayiv shtayim, ? He's going to be chayiv too. What's the halacha? Generally, we assume that if you eat 2 zesim in one shot, you're only going to be chayiv one. Asks the Gemara, if you're only chayiv one, how's that different then in bikli, chayiv ala ochel ala kli? If you want the kli and you want the ochel, so then the kli is not bottle. When did we learn in our Mishnah it's bottle to the kli? That's when you don't want the kli, you're just using kli to take out the ochel. Then we said that's tfelelo. But in other cases, it's not tfelelo. In a case of where you want the kli, it's not tfelelo. And what did we learn? 3 lines for the bottom. Vim haya kli tzarech lo chayiv afala kli, which is mashma that you chayiv twice. Question mark. The bottom line, and fit the Gemara, Rav Rav Shesh is hachem my skin, what are we talking about? Kigoyin sheshogag ala oichlin vihizid ala kli. We have to say that the case we're talking about is when he was a shogag on the food, and he was amazed on the kli. So therefore, when we say chayiv explains Rashi on the top line, it means that he's chayiv misa. The chiddush is that he's going to be chayiv misa, but it does not mean that you're going to be chayiv too, because it's correct. If you do two averus, two of the maisas hotzah in one helim, you'll only be chayiv once. So you have to say shogeg al oichlin v'hizid al kli. Asks the Gemara on the top line. Maskev Rav Ashi va'af al kli k'toni. Doesn't it say that he's chayiv af al kli? It doesn't say that he's chayiv one. It's mashma he's chayiv two. El Amar Rav Ashi said kigoyin sheshogeg bezeh u'bezeh. He was shogging on both of them. V'nodelo, v'chozar v'nodelo. And he had two different hodas, two different pieces of information. One person said, oi, you didn't realize, and you were a shogig, and you carried out a kli on Shabbos. And then, someone who knows him better says, and he says, oh, you're right, I was over on that. And someone knows him better says, I know that when you're wild, you didn't have an empty wallet, you had $100,000 in your wallet. And let's say it was a shear. So qualified enough as a shear. So then he had a separate hold on a wallet, and then the hold on the money, or vice versa, will go in the same direction. We're dramatizing, but that's the case of the kli and the ochel. So in such a case, who remembers what that would be dependent on? If we turn back on daf ayin omid beis, ube plugsa to Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lachish. This is a machlokes on ayin aleph omid beis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lachish. We have a machlokes. What happens if a person was informed of a maisa avera that he had done at one time, which you could be potentially chayiv for both of them? Like, for example, in our case, where he had a kli, and then he also was over hotzah on something else. Not only the kli, but also the food. So the halacha is that he's going to be chayiv twice. However, in theory, you could be chayiv twice. But what happens if he's hoda v'chazer v'hoda? So here on Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, if you take a look, seven lines from the top, we have the exact case when it comes to chaylev. Take a look in Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. Achol shnei zeh se chaylev behelem echad v'nodol al rishon v'chazer v'nodol al sheni. Rabbi Yochanan mechayev shtayim. Reish Lakish amar ein chayev alav achas. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's chayev to be chayev on both. Presumably, the Gemara is saying that what we learned, this Tana Rabbanan, is going to be consistent with the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan and not the Shita of Reish Lakish. The Gemara continues. Sure, of course, Davi. Okay, so we just dealt with Davi's Kasha, and now we move on, six lines from the top. Es hachai b'mita potter af al hamita. So the Gemara had, the Mishnah, excuse me, had told us that if the person is live, so then we have the rule of being potter both on the person as well as on the bed. Why? Because we have the rule of chai noises atzmai, that it's not considered as if he is carrying a person. We're going to discuss, it becomes a big discussion even in halacha, whether when a person puts a child into something and carries a child, maybe there you have the heter of chai noise es atzmai. And you're not chayiv on the mita because the mita is batel to the dead body. Says Gemara, leimim asnisu Rabbi Nosson hi v'loi Rabban. Let us say that the Mishnah is following Rabbi Nosson and not the Shita of the Rabban. The Sanya, as we learned in the Braisa, ha'maitze behem ha'chayiv oifli rishus ha'rabim. If a person takes out a live animal, he carries them. Bein chayim u'bein shchutin chayiv. Whether they're alive or slaughtered, he is chayiv. Rabbi Nosson omer, ala shchutin chayiv v'al chayin potter. That if they're alive, they're potter. Why? Ah, here we have our first Talmudic introduction to this rule. It's the first time we have it in Shas, 156 stopim into Shas. Shachai noisei es atzmai. Because someone who's alive carries himself. They add balance, they have the ability to move around the weight. It's not dead weight. And therefore we have the rule, chai noisei es atzmai. So Reb Nosson says you're potter. Ah, so now, wait a second. So who is our Mishnah going according to? According to the Tanakhama or according to Rabbi Nosson? Tanakhama says that if something is live, We don't say chai noises atzmo. You're chayiv whether the animal is alive or dead. Only Rabbi Nassan introduced us to the rule chai noises atzmo. Omar Rava. Rava reconciled this kasha and he gave the following text. Afilu teim Rabban. We could say it's even going according to Rabban. At kan loy pligu Rabban alad Rabbi Nassan. The Rabbanon only disagree with Rabbi Nassan. Ela b'mehema chayiv of. In other words, the Tanakhama says we don't accept chai noises atzmo when it comes to animals. Why? The animals are always trying to escape. Since the animals are always trying to escape, the halacha is that we don't say chai noisei es atzmai. Aval adam chai denoisei es atzmai fil rabbanan moide. But a person who's live, so then the rabbanan are moide, the rabbanan hold that the halacha is that we say chai noisei es atzmai. So it's not totally in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah that said that the halacha is that you're going to be. In our mission, it sounds like, according to everybody, the halacha is that you're potter when it comes to human being. Yet, the Braisa said that the halacha is that only according to Reb Nassim we say, chai noisei es atzmai. So the Gemara answers, no. That is only talking about an animal, where an animal is sharviti nafshayu, which means that the animal is always trying to move away and to escape. And since the animal is trying to do that, he's not helping the person who's carrying, he's hurting the person. So certainly you don't say that it's helping out, that we should say, chai noisei es atzmai. But a human being, there we don't say. All little kids, right? Shlomo Zalman is standing next to me now, my four-year-old. All little kids always behave when they're held by their parents, right? No. Most of the time. So therefore we say, chai noisei es atzma. So then, even the Rabbanan Amode. Now the Gemara comes back with a kasha. Amale, not an easy kasha. Amale Ravada Barava le Rava. Ravada Barava said to Rava, v'had isnan, but didn't we learn in a Mishnah? This is in a few places in Shas, as Masoros HaShas points out. Ben Besera Matir Besus. Now here, what we're discussing is the Isser to sell to a goy an animal, lest one come to think that one is allowed to lend that animal to a goy in general. This is a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah on Daf Yudalit on the base, where the Mishnah says explicitly that what ain mochrin lahem behema gasa, we are not allowed to sell a behema gasa. Why can't it be sold? Once it belongs to a Gentile, it's not going to be a problem. However, we're afraid that people come to think that you could lend your animal to a Gentile. And then the Mishnah there also concludes that if it's a sus, it's a horse, then it's going to be acceptable. So that's what the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah says on Yudalid on the base. Ben Besera Matir Besus. That you're allowed to sell the horse. Now, what's the reason you're allowed to sell the horse? Ah, you might come to Malacha with it. The answer is that what does a horse do? A horse just carries people. And a horse, you have Chai Moses Atzma. Vitanya, we learn. And so the worst comes to worst, that even if you're going to lend it to a guy, what's the guy going to do with it? He's not going to do anything bad with it. Because the most he'll do is he'll ride in it. Vitanya, we learn, Ben Beser, Matir Resus, Mipnei Shuosa Bo Malacha, Shein Chayav Malav Chatas. That's exactly how the Brisa explains. That since they ride on it, and we have a rule, Chai Moses Atzma. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Besera Rabbi Nassan Amru Davar Echad, and Rabbi Yochanan explained that's because ben Besera is going with which shita? He's going with the shita of Rabbi Nassan. Analyzes the Gemara. V'i Amrit Delo Pligi Rabban Alad Rabbi Nassan, that the Rabban agree with Rabbi Nassan that Chai Noisei Es Atzmo, and they only argue b'beim Chai Va'ov that if the person is carrying an animal, but when it comes to carrying a person, everybody agrees, chai noisei es atzmo, mishum, that an animal is different, mishum de sharviti nafshayu, because the animal is trying to pull away. So then, it shouldn't say, Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't have said that Ben Becerra is going according to Rabbi Nassan. Even according to the Chachamim, it's fine to sell a horse, because what's the worst come? scenario, that a person will lend out a horse. And if a person's going to lend out a horse on Shabbos, it's going to do malacha. What type of malacha is it going to do on Shabbos? Oh, someone's going to ride on it because people ride on horses. Horses don't do malacha. That's the only thing they do. If that's so, what's the problem? There isn't going to be an issur d'oraisa because chaynos es atzmo. And that works even according to whom? That would work even according to the Rabbanan. So why do we have to say it's daf going according to Reb Nosson? Back inside the Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom. Ma'iri ben b'seir Reb Nosson, amr tafilu b'onim ba'modu, question mark. Answers the Gemara. Ki amr Rabbi Yochanan b'sus ha'miyucha la'ofa. It's a fascinating teretz. It was a horse that carries, not people, birds. That's funny. What type of horse is that? So Gemara says, yes, there is such a horse. Umiika sus hamyuchlafas in, there is such a horse. Ika devei vaidon. Rashi explains the bei vaidon is a type of horse that was used to carry hawks that were used to trap other birds, and they would transport the hawks on the backs of these horses. Period. So Gemara says it's a big ukimta that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to say that the mission of Avodah Zarah Yudalim Abeis wasn't talking about the average horse, it was talking about the horse of Bei Vayadon. The Gemara continues 8 lines from the bottom. Am Rabbi Yochanan, umoda Rabbi Nosson Bekofus. Rabbi Nosson is moda that if a person is tied down, then we don't say Chai Noisei Esatzmai. Why? Because he can no longer help. He's dead weight. If he's tied down, he's dead weight. Amalei Ravada Bar Masna LaAbaye. Ravada Bar Masna asked Abaye. V'ahani Parsoi, the Persian people, they used to dress up in these fancy, fancy, heavy garments. V'aha, Hani Parsoi, the Kimani Kfisu Damu. They're so wrapped up when they ride on the horse, it's as if they're tied up. Take a look at Rashi, the Ramasal Kimandik Fisidami, Sherochvim Utafim Begodim Rechavim. They ride wrapped in these large garments. Vegam Heim Atzmon Meunogin Meatzag Ela Oretz. So when these Persians ride on the horses, there should be a problem that we don't say Chaynos Es Atzmon, they should be considered Kofus. Some even add that in those, these people were so mummified, they were so held down by garments, they couldn't even walk. Like someone who put on 20 shirts and 20 pairs of pants, like some people do right before Rosh Chodesh Av. Whether that's acceptable or not is a different story. V'hani parsoik the commanding kvisadam. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Maseir Rabbi Nosson Amr Dover Echad. And didn't you say, says Rashi, that Rabbi Nosson is Moda Bikofus, that he's moda when it comes to kofus. Yet the sus, the donkey that carries these people, should have a problem with selling that to a Gentile, because there we don't say the rule of chai nose es atzmo. Answers the Gemara, hasam ramas rucha hu dinakutla. The reason why they're not able to walk is not because they have 20 coats and 20 pairs of pants. It's because they're Bale Gaiva. Really, they could walk without the horse. However, they're Ramas Ruach, like Ramah. They're on, like Ramat Beit Shemesh. They're up on top. Hope that Ramat Beit Shemesh, not Bale Gaiva. They're up on top. Ramas Ruchu Denakutla. And that's the reason why they go on the horses. But even though they put on all these clothing, they're able to walk. And therefore, we have a rule of Chai Nose Esatmo for these people as well. Dahu Parsh Docha, because there was a story of a big officer who was Persian, Dir Sach Malka Ilave, that the king got upset at him, Vira Tlasa Parsi Bichari, and he made him run on his legs for 3 parsos. So what do we see from here? We see from here that if push comes to shove, these lazy fellows that ride on the horse can actually walk. Gemara continues by analyzing the next part of our Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, "As hames b'mita chayiv," that if you take out the mace in a bed, then he is going to be chayiv. V'chein kizayis min ameis. Amar Rabba Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochan. V'amar Rabbi Yosef. Amar Shimon and Lakish. Potar Rabbi Shimon af b'motzi es hameis lekovro. That Rabbi Shimon said that someone is going to be potter as well if he takes out the dead body to bury him. Rashi explains in af b'motzi es hameis. V'lo teima lo potar el b'minicha l'chutz. Maybe you would say the only time he's going to be potter is when he takes it out and he's not interested in the dead body. Here, the chiddush is, af motzeh samesa kavro, it's still a melacha shein tzricha legufa, because he wants him out of the house. Amar Rava, on moide Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon is moide, bimar lachpar bo. If he takes out a type of utensil, if he takes out a hoe to dig in the ground, the Sefer Torah likros bo, the Sefer Torah to read from, the chayiv. There he's going to be chayiv, it's a melacha tzricha legufa. Asks the Gemara, Pshita, di ha nami melacha shein tzricha legufa hi? Ela melacha shein tzricha legufa. Le Rebbe Shimon, echi mishkach asal. If you're going to call that a melacha shein tzricha legufa, he wants to take the Sefer Torah out to read it somewhere else, and that's a melacha shein tzricha legufa. What will be a melacha hatzricha legufa? What in the world is the chiddush over here? That sounds like if you take out the Sefer Torah because you want to read the Sefer Torah, it's not that you don't want the Sefer Torah here. You want the Sefer Torah there. You're not removing a negative. You're creating a positive. You want the Sefer Torah in the shul and not in the house. So the Gemara says, Mao the same ad ika legufo uligufa. I would add a havamina that you need to have it both for him and for it. What does that mean? So the Gemara will explain. Kigon mar lasos lo tes. That he wants to take out the hoe to make it into a tes. That means to change the structure of the hoe. So you're taking it out because you want to fix the object. That's gufa. As well as gufo, that he also wants to take it out for himself. In other words, he wants to dig with it. I would have a havamina that the only time you're chayiv for a malacha tzricha legufa is if it's legufay ulegufa kigoy marlas lotes v'lachbar sefer Torah lagia to fix the sefer Torah. That's legufa. Ulegufo is for himself that he wants it likrosbo to read. Kamash malon, the chiddush is no, that you don't have to want to fix it, the object itself, or that you want to do something with it, either it's because you want to fix the object to make it better, or because you want to use it, that's enough. As long as you're not removing a negative and you're doing something positive, that's enough to be chayiv. And that's what the chiddush was. When Rava said, Umoda Rabbi Shimon b'mar lachbar bo v'sefer Torah likros bo, two lines from the top. The Gemara continues 10 lines from the top and Sadi Dalam and Beza. Hu shechava, there was a dead person, dahave bidrukaris, in a place. Shara Rav Nachman by Yitzchak lafuke the karis. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak allowed to take him out to a karmelis. Amar lei, Rabbi Yochan, achua de marbre de Ravina. Rabbi Yochanan, the brother marbre Ravina, said to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Kiman, who is this going according to? Kirabi Shimon. You would say Rabbi Shimon. Ema the potter Rabbi Shimon chiyev chadas. Rabbi Shimon, when he says melacha shein tzricha legufa, potter means, as the Rabbin describes in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, potter aval aser. Isur derabbanan mi aika. You still have an isur derabbanan. Amalei, Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Yochanan, hoelihim dayalis be'ata. I swear to you, afilu Rabbi Yehuda, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is going to be that it's mutter. Why? In other words, this psak was not dependent on the sugya malacha hatzrich legufa malacha shein tzrich legufa. Everybody would hold its mutter. The mika mina the rishus harabim. Who said they were taking out the mace into rishus harabim? The karmelis kamina. It was talking about a karmelis which is only aser midrabana. And what's the reason that he told him it's mutter? It's still an iser derabanan. Gadol kaver abrius shadoiches loisase shebetayra. We have already learned this in Brachos Yutesa Mebeis that the halacha is that if there's an iser derabanan, so then in such a case we say that the halacha is that kovet abrias is doche the iser derabanan, as well as Rashi explains over here, an iser daraisa. What's the iser daraisa? I thought Carmelis is only an iser derabanan. So the answer is, Rashi says, but every time the rabbanan give us a tzivui, there is an inyan of loisasur. It's a kiyum daraisa to listen to rabbanan, of listening to the chachamim. And if you violate, you're over the iser daraisa to loisasur me'adavar asher yerucha yomin usmal. If that's so then, the reason why Rav Nachman allowed it is because it was covered abrios of taking out the dead body, and that would violate even the iser daraisa of los sasum and adavar sheyerucha. There are two different opinions quoted in the name of the Rishonim of what exactly is the covered abrios. The mashmos of Rashi is that the covered abrios here is covered for the nifter. However, because Rashi says sheyimutal bebizayon. However, it's quoted the name of the Ritva that quotes the Ravid that it's covered abrias because the body is not pleasant for the people there, and therefore it's permissible for the people who are living and not for the dead person. Gemara continues, Tanan Hasam. We learned over there in a Mishnah. This is the Mishnah in Nigoin. Hatolesh Simone Tuma. Somebody cuts off the simonim of Tuma. This is a pasuk d'oraisa. As Rashi points out, the Torah Akdoshes tells us, Hishomer benega tzaras, and the Torah tells us, be careful not to cut off the nega. You have Hishomer, as well as an isur. Chazal darshin in Erevin on daf tzadi vav, that Hishomer means to tell you that there is an alao saseh. There are times that Hishomer is a loshon of a lav. Hatole simone tumav, someone cuts off the simonim of tumav tzaras, vikvua hamichya, or someone burns the tzaras off, oiver beloy sase, in such a case, an individual is oiver on the lav. Itmar, achas mishtayim chayiv, we learned that if someone pulled out one of the two hairs of the tzaras, he's going to be chayiv. Now, to understand the next line of the Gemara, we need to know a couple of things in regards to halacha of tzaras. In order to have a din of tzaras, it needs two hairs. And Davi points out well that you, coming out of the tzaras, you need white hairs. The hairs themselves are not the tzaras, but they're the simonim of the tzaras. You need two simonim to have a din of tzaras. Now, if a person took out one hair and there are only two hairs, so then in such a case, he undermined the tzaras and he violated Hishomer b'negat tzaras. What about the following interesting question? There are three hairs and he takes out one. That's what our Gemara discusses. Itmar, achas mishtayim chayiv. Achas mishalosh, Rav Nachman amar chayiv, Rav Sheshes amar patur. Here's the machlokas Rav Nachman amar Sheshes. Rav Nachman amar chayiv, Rav Nachman says you're chayiv. Ahani masav, he did something to undermine the tzaras. D'i mishtak l'chad achrisi, because if another hair would be taken out, as the la tuma, then the tuma is going to disappear. In other words, he helped undermine the tuma. He didn't do it himself, but he helped undermine. Rav Sheshes amar potter, Rav Sheshes says no. Hashtam yes ha'is la tuma, but right now when he took it out, it's there for tuma. Amar Rav Sheshes, Minoa Minala, says Rav Sheshes, how do I know this? The Snan, as we learned him in a Mishnah. V'chein kizayis min ha-meis. Oh, we go to our Mishnah on the bottom of Sadi Gimel Ha-Beis. If you have a kizayis from a meis, v'chein kizayis min ha-nevela, chayiv. Ha-chatsi zayis, potter. Mashma, that the only time you're chayiv is if you take out a full zayis. But if you take out a half a zayis, it's going to be potter. V'atanya, chatsi zayis, chayiv. But then we learn a braisa, chatsi zayis is chayiv. My love, must it be? Ha, the sign you're chayiv. When does it say you're chayiv? It can't be that stam chatz zayis is chayiv. The shear of otzah is a full zayis. How could it be half a zayis is chayiv? Oh, my love, ha, the sign you're chayiv. The opik chatz zayis biki zayis. That he took out chatz zayis from where there was a kizayis. And since the shear of tuma is a kizayis, and he removed a half a zayis from a zayis, he changed the status of tuma in a house. And that's why he's going to be chayif. V'had is not potter. And when do we say that you're potter? The brisa that says that you're going to be potter is talking about where there was a zayas and a half in the house, and he took out a half a zayas. So then he didn't change the status of tuma in the house. And since he didn't change the status of tuma in the house, the halacha is that there wasn't a significant hotzah. So now, why is the Gemara mentioning this? The Gemara is mentioning this because we have the shita of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says that if you remove a third here, if there are three hairs on the tzaras, and you remove only one, so then in such a case, you're not going to be chayiv. Why? Because the halacha is to be chayiv for hishamer b'negat tzaras, it's not enough to lower the threshold, you have to actually change the metzius. And in this case, by removing one out of three hairs, you haven't changed the metzius of the tumah. So too, in our case, if there's one and a half zaysim, you haven't changed the shear of the tumah. Okay. We're talking with the special bar mitzvah boys here in the study, in my study, and we just pointed out that here we have an interesting chidush lahalacha, and that is that the isser of otzah is not only to take something that has a shear of chashivus, like hotzah of a grogeris, but if you change something that took place in the house, if you took something that was tamei inside of the house and you remove it, then and the house is no longer tamei, so then in such a case, that is also a chashuva hotzah. Then it's a hotzah chashuva. Now all of this we said was according to Rosh Hashanah. Continues the Gemara. Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said you're going to be chayiv even if you take out one hair out of three. So says Rav Nachman, idi vidi chayiv. You're really chayiv in both cases, even if there was a kezayis and a half of tumah in the house. Vadisnan potter, we're talking about potter, the afik chatzi zayis mimeis godo. When he took out a half a zayis of a very large mace, and clearly whether there's a little bit more, a little bit less in the maize gadol is not going to make a difference. If we're talking about where there's one and a half zayisim, then you made a substantive change. You're almost there to remove the tumah. You remove the half of the zayis, all you need to remove is a drop more. But if it's a maize gadol, taking out a half of zayis is not going to be choshev. This is Rav Nachman's teretz. The Mishnah continues, Hanoitel tziparno zo bizo. If someone removes, we have a new Mishnah, that, and the Mishnah now goes to halachas of gozes, of shearing. Cutting one's nails. I have a couple of 13-year-olds here who might have the Yetzirah to... One 13-year-old here who bites his nails. So the Mishnah tells us, Hanotel tziparnav zo bezo, if he... 13. I was actually wondering how to tell him the message. Now the Mishnah right here is in front of us. Okay. Hanotel tziparnav zo bezo, if one takes off one's nails with one's hands, o beshenav, or with his teeth. Okay? There's no difference even with one's hands or with one's teeth. Menachem points out correctly that if it's, as long as it's not a kli, as the Gemara is going to bring out, that it's an iser derabbanan and not an iser deraisa. If one removes the one's fingernails, either with one's hands or with one's teeth, v'chein sa'aro as well as one's hair, v'chein sfamo as well as one's mustache, v'chein zikno as well as his beard, v'chein hagodeles, someone who braids their hair, v'chein ha-kocheles, a woman who puts on eyeshadow, v'chein ha-pokeses, someone who fixes her hair with a comb or with her hands. This is the first explanation of Rashi that one is fixing the hair through some type of comb. There is a famous Tshuvas Harivash, which is Menachem's vote for today's halacha from the Daily Daf, that discusses that as our Mishnah concludes, that it's an Isser Derabbanan, the Rivash argues that when the hair is pulled out, that's an Isser D'oraisa, and it's a psik reshe. Many mefarshim come along and explain the Mishnah. In many ways, it's a lot clearer, like Rashi's second pshat, that a pokeses means that there was a clay or a cream that was put on the woman's face that would pull out the hairs, or at least make the skin reddish. So that is the Isser Durabbanan according to Chacham Apokeses. Now Rabbi Eliezer Mechayiv. Rabbi Eliezer says that you're going to be Chayiv in all these cases. Rashi points out that the Gemara will explain why one is going to be Chayiv in all these cases according to Rabbi Eliezer. We pass, of course, like the Chachamim. The Chacham Eisrim Mishum Shvus. The Chacham say it's also because of a Shvus Durabbanan. Says the Gemara five lines before the wide. Amar Rabbi Eliezer Machloikis Biyad. Avo Bekli Chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer says that if you do the Kli, you're going to be Chayiv. Now this Rabbi Lazar is not Rabbi Eliezer. Our Mishnah we had Rabbi Eliezer. This is the Amora Rabbi Elazar. When our Mishnah says this Machlokis, that says the Amora Rabbi Lazar is only if you're using your hand. I will be Kli, but if you're using a Kli, that's Gozei's Mamish, and it's an Issa Doraisa Chayiv. Says the Gemara, Pshita, Zobizutran, it says Beferish, this with this, what's this with this? One finger onto another finger. Answers the Gemara. I'm saying Rabbanan Biklinami Patri. I might have thought according to Rabbanan that you should be potter even if you use scissors. Vadiktan Zobizo Lo Diacha Koch to Rabbi Eliezer. And this that says Zobizo is to tell us the strength of the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that you're going to be Chayiv even if you use your hands. Kamash Malon. No. We need to Rabbi Lazar to tell us that Bikli is going to be Chayiv according to Rabbanan. Another teaching of Rabbi Lazar. Va'amar Rabbi Lazar, machlokis la'atzma av l'chavero d'rei kol potter. The only time there'll be a machlokis that Rabbi Eliezer will be mechayev you is where a person is doing it for himself. However, if he's doing it for his friend, so then in such a case, explains Rashi, in those days they didn't have, what do they call it, a manicure? In those days they didn't do manicures from one person to the next, it seems, because Rashi says it was better nail cutting when it was done by the person to himself and not Ruvain to Shimon. Today it seems to be a little bit different. So the Gemara said, that's how Rashi explains. Avil chaveru d'rei kol poter, even Rabbi Eliezer would say you're poter. Asks the Gemara, Pshita is Pashut Svarnov Tanan, his own nails. Not that his friend was doing it to him, but it's Pashut that we're talking about where he's doing his own nails. Mal the same, I would have thought Rabbi Eliezer the Chaveru Nan Michayiv, that Rabbi Eliezer also, even to your friend, you're also Chayiv. Adiktan Svarnov Lodiacha Kocha de Rabbanon, to tell you the strength of the Rabbanan's argument that your potter, even if it's your friends, Kamash Malon, no. The Chidush is coming to tell us that even Rabbi Eliezer holds that the only time you're going to be Chayiv is on your own fingernails. The Gemara continues to analyze the line in the Mishnah that says that if a person removes his hair with his hand, so according to Rabbanan, it's Nisidur Rabbanan, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's Nisidur Raisa Tana. Hanotel Malei Pihazug Chayiv. If a person takes out of the hair the amount for a scissors, then he's going to be chayiv. V'kame mole piazug, and what's the normal amount of the scissors? Rav Yehuda shtayim, Rav Yehuda says two. Asks the Gemara of Atanya, but didn't we learn ulekarcha shtayim? But didn't we learn in the Braisa that when it comes to the Isser of Karcha, now if we look up, the Torah Akdosha describes to us the Isser of cutting off. It says, Lo sasimu karcha, the Torah and Dvarim, Yudalit says, Lo sasimu karcha bein einechem lamus, and that is to rip out the hairs between your eyes. And there the shear is two. Vatayu le karcha shtayim. So Gemara gives a simple teretz. Ema v'chein le karcha shtayim. So too, when it comes to karcha, the shear is two, but that's no different to the iser when it comes to those who are cutting off with scissors, let's say they're cutting off their payas or their beard, then as well it'll be two. Tanya Amiochay notum al pibzug b'shabes chayv. If you cut a full scissors worth, you're going to be chayv. Now I would have thought full scissors worth, you get quite a few hairs in a full scissors worth, but Chazal did not understand it this way.
You said small scissors.
What's that, Dovi?
You said small scissors.
Okay, or. It's a good question. Why that's so? V'kama mali piyazug shtayim. What is the mali piyazug? It means two. Rabbi Lazar Omer achas. Rabbi Lazar says even one. Umodim chacham l'Rabbi Lazar b'malake levanos mitoch shchoros. If a person takes out their white hairs, Menachem has noticed one white hair in my beard. So if someone takes out the white hair amongst the darkish hairs. Shafilu achas chayiv, that if he takes out even one of them, he's going to be chayiv. V'dover zeh af b'chol osar. And this is going to be osar even during the week. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. Mishum shenemar lo yilbash gever simlas isha. It's for a man to worry about how many white beard hairs he has in his beard, is he's beginning to act like a girl. So lo yilbash gever simlas isha, it's an iser d'oraisa for him to pull out the white hairs. A woman is allowed to worry about that. A man is not supposed to. Tanya, we learned the brayso. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, tziporen shepiresh ruba, a fingernail that has begun to come off, v'tzitzin shepirshu ruba, and the skin that's around the fingernail, biyad mutter, to remove with the hand is mutter. Bikli chayiv chatos, but with kli is going to be chayiv chatos. Asks the Gemara, mi ikam midi de bikli chayiv chatos ubiyad mutter chatchil. Do we ever have such an extreme that if it's with the kli, it's an iser d'oraisa, and with the hand it's mutter? Usually, if it's something that resembles that with the hand, it's going to be an iser d'rabbanan. And if it's mutter biyad, so then it should only be an iser d'rabbanan bikli. Asks the Gemara, hachi kamer. It's not talking about we don't have a heter to cut off fingernails with our hands. Hachi kamer, it's a very specific case. Pirshu ruban, if the majority of the nail has come off, then biyad mutter bikli potter aval aser. Lo pirshu ruban biyad potter aval aser bikli chayiv chatas. Amar Rav Yehuda halach gur b'shim elazar, da Amar Rabba Rabbi Chanam Rabbi Yochanan halach afaz gur b'shim elazar, v'hu shepirshu, however, it has to be that's spreading out, klape mala. Now here there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosas. What does it mean, klape mala? We will learn the pshat according to Rashi, that the fingernail has fallen off so much that it's fallen back, litzad hatziporin, hischil lefrosh. And Rashi says, the kometzar lo tfei, that it causes pain for him, umetzar sosos, and the Gemara as well says, and then in such a case, it's mutter. But stam to take off biyad is not going to be acceptable. This Bezer Hashem concludes Dav Tzadi Dalid in the Pshat of the Gemara and Rashi, and Bezer Hashem we now go on to the Halacha section. Bezer Hashem Yisparech, the Halacha topic from Dav Tzadi Dalid is cutting one's nails on Shabbos. Some of the basic rules as well as some important applications, and as well a continuation of the sugya that we spoke about yesterday, la halacha, of a woman who forgot to cut her nails before going to mikvah on Friday night. How do we paskin in regards to the discussion in our sugya about cutting one's nails in the less idyllic manner with one's hands or one's teeth? We see already the phenomenon of people biting their nails already applied in the time of the Mishnah. Here in our Mishnah, we had a machlokis between Reb Eliezer, who says that one is chayiv, it's an iser d'oraisa, versus the Rabbanan, who say it's an iser d'rabbanan if one is using one's hand and one's teeth. It seems that according to the Chachamim, it qualifies as enough of a shinui for it not to be an iser d'oraisa, in contrast to Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. Now, the psak in Shulchan Aruch is a little bit deceiving. In Simin Shin Mem Sif Aleph, the Mechaber seems to put the two together. However, immediately, the Mishnah Berurah points out that based on our Gemara, it seems to be that the Halacha is not this way. Says the Mechaber, Shin Mem Aleph, Asa litol sa'aro tziparnov, it's prohibited to cut one's hair or one's nails, bein biyad bein bikli, whether with one's hand or with a utensil. Mishnah Berurah adds, hu adin b'shinov, the same halach would apply with one's teeth, although it is striking that the Mechaber does not mention it. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Beis points out that the opinion of the Chachamim, who he claims, logically, we follow l'halacha, differentiates between biyadu bikli. Even though the Shulchan Aruch said bein biyad bein bikli, it's important to note that both are asur, but bikli is an isur d'araisa, and biyad, or bitsipornayim, bishinov, is going to be an isur d'rabbanan. Therefore, it is important to note lahalacha, that it is prohibited for one to cut off one's nails even by biting them on Shabbos. It is an isur d'rabbanan. Our sugya gave an exception to the rule. On the bottom we had Rabbi Yochanan's exception to it, and that is Vuhu Shapir Shaklape Mala Umitsaris also. And let us see how that is defined. We defined it in the Dafshir. Let us see how it is defined in the Halacha. This is found in a different simin, in simin Shin Chaf Ches, Sif Lamid Aleph. We have the halachos of a nail that is almost entirely off and is causing pain. There the Mechaber writes, codifying our Gemara, Tziporin Shapir Shavitzitzin Shehen Kimon Ritzuas Dakos Shapir Shemeor Etzpa Saviv HaTziporin. Either the nail has become to remove, or the cuticles around the nail. In Pirsha Ruban Klapi Mala, if the nail has bent upwards, now in a moment we're going to see that there's a machlokus between Rashi and Tosis, what does it mean upwards? Umitzaros also, and it causes him pain. The Mefarshim point out that the Rambam seems to say only if it's mitzaroso, that there needs to be pain as well. The Prima Gaudim, if I'm not mistaken, that quotes that in the name of the Rambam. Lasirim biyad mutter. Then it's permissible to remove with one's hand. And now the Mechaber discusses the machlokis between whether the nail needs to be pointed up towards the top of the nail or pointed down towards the body. Upirish Rashi klape mala. This is an hour Rashi on Sadi Dalet of a base. Klape rosha etzbaosa. That means up. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish Tainu Klape Eguf, it means down towards the body. V'tzarech Lochush L'shnei HaPerushim. And you need to be Choshesh for both Perushim. Now, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa makes reference to this halacha. I will tell you the psak of the Shmir Shabbos. And of course, that could be followed the halacha. I will leave off with the Tzarech Iyun on the psak that I am a little bit stuck on. In Perik Yudalid, Halacha Nun Dalid, we have the Shmir Shabbos talking about a manicure and the nails cannot be removed, both with a kli, which is Isur D'Oraisa, as well as with one's teeth, which is Isur D'Rabbana. Then he brings down the Halacha and Hilchas Chola from Simin Shin Chafches, and here's how it's brought down in the Shmir Shabbos. Aval Tzipar and Shapir Sharoba, if the majority of the nail is coming off, v'krovali natek, and it's about to be cut off, v'hadover mitzaro o alulitzaro, and it's causing him pain, or it's likely to cause him pain, mutala sirakula, he's allowed to move the entire nail, gamas achelik shal tzipar sheterem notak, biyado b'shinayim, avolo b'kli. So this is the bottom line, that we have this heter umitzaris also, and as Rabbi Yochanan concluded in our Gemara. The one question that I leave off is that there was a confusion in which direction the nail has to be pointed. According to Rashi, when the Gemara says klapi maila, Rashi calls it klapi roshi etzbeosav. According to Rabbeinu Tam in Tosis and our Amid, he says it's klapi haguf in the direction of the body. That is a big safek. Now the Mechaber concludes v'tzarech lochush l'shnei pirushim. You have to be choshesh. You can't just rely on Rashi, nor can you rely on Rabbeinu Tam. Now, you don't have a nail going in both directions, both going klapi roshi atzbiosav and klapi aguf. That seems to be the rationale for the Mishnah Berurah's psak in Sif Katan Salites, v'lachein afilu pirshu ruban asalitlan afilu biyad. And for that reason, even if the majority is separated, so then in such a case, one is not allowed to use one's hand. The simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah is that the heter has fallen away because of Tzarech Lachush L'Shnei HaPerushim, because there was a confusion of what Rabbi Yochanan meant. However, it is clear that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa does not follow that and says that if all one needs is that the majority is to be removed and there is some type of tsar, and then in such a case, the halacha is that it is permissible. Nevertheless, I point out that I don't understand how, according to Mishnah Berurah and the simple reading of the Mechaber, it would be acceptable, but of course I am mevatel to Mamish, our great Rabbeim, that the halach would be mutter b'makom tsar. One more point in regards to removing the nails in terms of the psak and the mishabura. Yesterday, in a exciting topic of a woman who forgot to cut her nails before going to the mikvah, we mentioned a machlokis between the nekudas hakesef and the Taz. So I just like to point out, in today's Dvar Halacha, in Simen Shin Mem Sif Aleph, we have the Mishnah Brura's psak on this question. And there, the Mishnah Brura paskins in Simen Shin Mem Sif Aleph in the Ber Halacha, like the Magen Avram in Simen Shin Mem. Yesterday we focused on the psakim in Yoredeya, in Simen Kuf Tzadiches. The Mishnah Brura ultimately says that a woman who did not have her nails cut can have it cut by a Gentile on Friday night, and he seems to advocate that. The one caveat, and one needs to comb the Ber Halacha to understand why, is that the toenails would not be included, only the fingernails, but the Psak of the Ber Halacha seems to follow the Magen Avram, who says that we would not have the problem of the woman being involved with an Iser D'Oraisa by a Goy and taking part by moving her nails forward because of the rule that we discussed on yesterday's daf on Sadi Gimel of Misayeya Embo Mamish. So yesterday we had left off as it being a tremendous machlokis with far-reaching implications, and today it seems that the Mishnah Brura, and this is when I spoke with Rav Nevensal about the sugya years ago, I look back on my notes now in Simen Shin Mem, that he seemed to follow this psak. Also, Rav Nevensal at the time rejected, if you recall, yesterday's approach from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, which I found today, is found in the Sefer Perach Mata Aaron, Hilchos Avod Zkachavim, Perik Yubeis Halacha Aleph. Rav Nevensal did not think that the Machlokas Ram Ravid there was totally on each other, Ayin Bedivrei Rav Aaron. And Rav Nevensal told me that the Tzushtel, the connection, would not be correct. The sugya of Makif and Nikif is a totally different sugya, he felt, from the question Hilchos Shabbos of Misayeya, what is the Hagdara of Misayeya Embo Mamish? And the bottom line is, according to the Mishnah Brura, a woman should have her fingernails cut, of course, only by a Gentile, if she did not forget to have them cut on Erev Shabbos. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halachos of cutting nails on Shabbos.